CBS presents this program in color.
Nothing yet, Colonel.
Keep your eye on him.
Right.
This a man or a woman we're meeting, sir?
London said rendezvous with a courier, codename Blue Fox. Could be male or female.
If he was sure it was a woman, he would have worn his combat tuxedo.
There you go.
Boy, I'm freezing.
Didn't they tell you this could be a chilly war?
Nobody said anything. They just gave me a physical.
All right, spread out. Newkirk over there, Carter over there. And remember, when we're through, don't leave any footprints in the snow.
Gotcha. Colonel, alert from Kinch. Come on.
Colonel Hogan?
Name, please.
Blue Fox.
Hogan. Trouble?
Yeah. I had to crash a checkpoint outside Wilhelmstadt. They're following me. I've got a 4 or 5 minute lead. No more.
Maybe we can slow them down a little.
No. It is better if they think I'm working alone. Otherwise, it would endanger the mission. Here. You give that to a man named Vandermeer. He'll be traveling as a salesman from Holland. He'll be staying at the Hauserhof Hotel in Hammerburg a few days.
Vandermeer Hauserhof Hotel. Gotcha.
Colonel, Kinch is flashing. Another car.
All right. Good luck.
Yeah. I will need it. What about Colonel?
Those crowds are really moving.
Hey, don't they know speeding is against the law?
Yeah, and there's never a cop around when you need one.
Underground storage bunkers. Probably a factory, too. Look at the ventilators at ground level.
Narrow gauge tracks running through the whole works. And there's the clincher. 3 launching platforms.
Launching what?
This is the German rocket base at Peenemünde.
Blimey. Big stuff.
Hey, those bloody rockets are pointing straight at England. Oh, I hope my sister Mavis is all right in Stepney.
Hey, how come the Air Force hasn't knocked that thing out, Colonel?
It tried, but too much of it is underground. Bombing fails, so my guess is they'll try a commando raid.
I'm glad it's got nothing to do with us.
I'll buy that. Our part of the job is to get this to a Mr. Vandermeer at the Hauserhof Hotel. He'll take it from there.
Not this week.
Message from the Hammelburg Underground.
Blue Fox is dead. Shot up his car, went off the road, died in a crash.
That's terrible.
Boy, at least they didn't capture him.
Gestapo moving units into Hammelburg. Patrol starting. Investigation must close down. Urgent, your password on to London.
Yeah, I couldn't make contact, so I'll try again tonight.
Oh, great. I was depending on the underground to tip us off when Vandermeer arrived. Even watch him for a while just to make sure. Now we're really up the creek.
Colonel? I'll take that flipping map into Hammelburg.
There's enough Gestapo in town for a convention. Forget it.
You wouldn't get 100 yards on the road.
And we're stuck with this until the heat's off.
Well, what about Vandermeer? I mean, he comes to town and we don't show up. But he leaves.
There's nothing we can do until we get the alternate plan from headquarters. Problem right now is to find a safe place to hide this. Carter, stand up.
Huh?
Take off your shirt. Can't you get me some tape?
Right.
Tape? Hey, wait a minute, Curly. Why me?
In a crowd, Carter, you're the one least likely to be hiding secret papers.
Who said that?
I think, sir.
Just push on.
It's not the going on that bothers me. It's when you take it off. That stuff hurts.
If you don't cry, the colonel will put you in for a good Comet medal.
I already got it.
I could have told you that.
Guten Tag,
gentlemen.
You know, if he calls us gentlemen, there must be something cooking.
Permission in 10 minutes. Commandant's orders.
What for? We just had one.
The commandant does not confide in me.
Very wise.
What's the matter with him?
I just took out his appendix.
Beautiful job it was, too.
Well, anybody can take him out from the side.
I think I can do a muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. What's that?
The mustard plaster.
No, see today, Schultz.
That's what they pay me for.
Call what they give you every month's pay.
Why don't you strike for more money, Schultz?
Don't start labor trouble in the Luftwaffe. Get up! Turn around!
Oh, the officer. Mustard plaster, huh? Feels like paper.
You're much too clever, actually, Schultz. I had some secret maps, and I hid them there.
Of him? Mm-hmm. Secrets?
With that face?
That crowd's getting out of line.
Reports! All present and accounted for!
Thank you, Sergeant. It is now indeed my great pleasure to introduce to you Fräulein Anna Gebhardt of the Propaganda Ministry.
Let's hear it for the Fräulein!
Your basic Germanic bird is sometimes very attractive.
Hello, baby!
Heard that name before, read it someplace.
Gentlemen, the propaganda ministry is anxious to prove to the world that the Third Reich is observing the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention in every respect.
Silence! It will mean the cooler to anyone who does not listen.
Proceed, my dear.
My mission here is to interview as many of you as possible, record those interviews, and broadcast them on my show over Radio Berlin.
You must be kidding!
I am already under contract to His Majesty the King!
Okay, Bart, I've got it. That's Axis Annie. She broadcasts the Allied troops.
Axis Annie? The dame who sells desertion?
In person, the whole bit. Democracy is finished. Give up. Save yourself.
A real morale booster.
Boy, if my back wasn't taped, I'd like to punch her right in the nose.
Pass the word along.
Silence!
Boy, if my back...
Now, anyone who cooperates with Fräulein Gebhardt will be given special privileges, including 2 weeks of white bread and butter.
Commandant, Fräulein, speaking for my men, we decline your generous offer.
Colonel Hogan, in this case, it's just possible that you do not speak for your men. Now, anyone who wishes to cooperate for special privileges, raise his hand. The Gestapo, what are they doing here?
I know nothing. Nothing.
Dismiss your men.
You fool, Herr Commandant. Atman! Everybody, dismiss!
Yeah, they're gonna dismiss you, Schultz, and you put your hand on my throat.
Have we got company?
Yeah, that's the radio detection truck. We try to reach London now, they locate our transmitter.
What's the score, Colonel?
Maybe we can find out. Kinch, is the bug working to Klink's office?
Always. I tested it this morning.
He's so efficient. I don't know why the war's taking so long.
And he crashed through the barrier. He was heading away from the border and into Germany.
An Allied agent here, Major?
Or saboteur. Our theory is that he was part of a gang, possibly going to a rendezvous with someone in this area.
But who?
Could be anyone, Klink. Farmer, townspeople, even one of your own guards.
My men? Major Hofstede, I assure you, none of my men would be involved in such a thing.
Not even for a bribe?
Not for all the money in the world. Tell me, how much do you think they could get for a thing like that?
The entire area is under Gestapo control. Including your command, Klink.
Starlock 13?
Stalag 13 will be headquarters for the investigation.
Oh, they've taken his little Stalag away.
I begged him to put it in his lawyer's name.
You will carry on as usual, but all non-routine matters must be referred to me.
I may proceed with my interviews, Herr Major.
There is your first matter to deal with.
Well, Herr Major?
Let me think about that.
Very well. While you are thinking, I will call Herr Goebbels in Berlin and ask him what he thinks.
There's no reason why you can't do the interviews. It's a claim.
Oh, no Goebbels at all.
No reason. There is no reason why you cannot proceed.
Alexis Annie's got guts, I'll say that for her.
Right, you sold it clinking to Major out soon enough.
Doesn't help us.
No, we still have the Gestapo.
Or does it?
Does it what?
Help us. Fräulein Gebhardt knows how to push the Gestapo around. She gets things done. Why can't we use her to get into town to deliver the message to Vandermeer?
Colonel, come on.
She wants to interview us. Klink's offering privileges. We'll make a deal.
Tell people that the crowds observe the Geneva Convention?
Well, they do when it fits in with their plans.
What, yes, for the enemy, Colonel?
Not bloody likely.
I should have said that.
It's ridiculous.
No way.
Those rockets flying out of Peenemünde are creating havoc in England. Our orders are to get the message through, and that's all that's important. Well, there is one other thing that's important. Carter's beginning to itch.
All right, Hogan, I'll take the names of those men that will cooperate now.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just don't order men to broadcast for the enemy. You got to sell them on the idea. Well, what can I offer them?
2 weeks of white bread and butter.
We had that for openers, Commandant.
What do you want?
An extra hot shower per week, no KP, more wood for the stoves.
Impossible!
English language books.
Very scarce.
So are men willing to be interviewed.
Oh, how about a few shovels for digging escape tunnels?
Shovels we got, but we just struck rock. We could use a couple of drills.
There has never been a successful escape from Stalag 13.
So you have told me, Herr Commandant.
Now, Hogan, if I grant these privileges, will your men cooperate?
Well, I can try. Oh, there's one more thing, sir.
More?
Yeah, they've been talking about how nice it would be to get out of camp for a few hours, maybe have dinner someplace in town.
Dinner in town? Hogan, may I suggest the dining room of the Hauserhof? It's really a very excellent place.
Perfect. They'd be willing to go under guard, of course.
It's very decent of you. Forget it.
It does seem like a lot.
Look, lady, we didn't send for you. This is your idea, remember?
Impossible! The entire area is under Gestapo control.
Colonel, I think I could convince Herr Goebbels.
All right. Do I have your word as an officer that your men will not try to escape?
Absolutely. Who'd want to leave this? It's like a country club. The most wonderful pro in the world.
We got 5 of them in the last supply drop from London.
That thing will start a fire?
Oh, sure. The hottest. It's used in sabotage a lot.
Ever fail?
You kidding? Can't. It's too simple. It's just acid and magnesium. You just push these two parts. I'd love it if you saw it. Anyway, the acid ignites the magnesium and then up she goes. Sets fire to anything.
He really knows.
After the war, how are they going to keep him down on the farm?
With fireworks every Saturday night. Here's how the plan will work. I'll tell Klink that 3 of us, LeBeau, Newkirk, and I, will cooperate. Kinch, you and Carter refused.
We refuse? We're the good guys, and they're the bad guys.
They'll take us into Hamelburg for the dinner. We'll see that Vandermeer gets the plans. Axis Andy's going to make wax recordings of the interviews. While we're going, make sure to destroy them, otherwise we're in for a court-martial.
How do we get at those recordings?
Follow me. The radio detection truck is taking its power from Building 9, where they've also stored the recording equipment. See that power line? That's the payoff. You notice they're guarding the truck, but not Building 9. Carter, you think you could fix a couple of those magnesium pencils to attach to that cable?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. What you do is you approach the building from the blind side. You attach the pencils to the cable, and they should slide direct to the gas tank of the truck.
And then while the crowds are busy with the fire, we go for the recording.
And I mean go for them. Drop an extra pencil in there. We destroy the recordings and the truck, and we're back in the communications business.
Yeah, and then what happens if those Gestapo guys start shooting and we're dead, right? Then what?
At least your back will stop itching.
Greetings, GIs. This is your favorite enemy, Axis Annie, over Radio Berlin. I've got a very special show for you today, fellows. So stand by, all you handsome losers. Our show today
I may punch her in the nose myself.
Get it, volunteer.
Missions against Germany. Here's a little advice from Axis Annie. When you bail out, don't fight. Play it smart. Give up. Germany observes the Geneva Convention. But don't take my word for it. Here's our first guest, Colonel Robert Hogan, from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Colonel? Colonel Hogan, how long have you been a prisoner of war? A
couple of years.
What can you tell us about the Luftstahlach where you are?
That's a nice place to be captured, but I wouldn't want to live here.
You're joking, of course.
Yes, of course. Actually, the commandant of the camp is a very intelligent man and does everything possible to make it more comfortable for us. In fact, with men like him, I can see where you're going to win the war.
Colonel, in your experience, have the German authorities always observed the Geneva Convention?
I admit I was a little surprised, but they are fair and humane with the prisoners at all times.
Thank you, Colonel Hogan.
Lovely food, beautiful accommodation. You couldn't ask for anything better. Well, you could ask, but it wouldn't help.
Do you have any complaints?
Well, just one. No birds.
Birds?
Fräuleins. Ladies, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. But if you're happy in your Stahlag, is feminine company so important to you?
What are you doing after the broadcast, sweetheart?
Have you ever witnessed any mistreatment of prisoners of war?
Only once. It happened to me. You see, I am a cook, and I was making a tournoi d'Orsini. They confiscated my mushrooms.
Any reason?
Jealousy.
I would hardly call that inhuman treatment.
You would if you were a Frenchman.
Right, now remember, wait about 2 hours after we're gone before you make your move. Right. One more thing, LeBeau. The door.
Right, go ahead.
All right, Carter, the moment of truth has arrived. The envelope, please.
Yes, sir. I've been dreading this.
Let me know, fast or slow.
I don't know, sir. You know, they say that doing it fast is better, but I'm not so sure. Kinch, what do you think?
Oh, it's a toss-up, really.
You know, sir, I think the shock of going slowly would... You got it!
Speedy Gonzales.
Boy, you can hide stuff on my back anytime.
All right. Next time, we'll steal a tank. Vandermeer, Hasserhoff, Hotel.
Hello, Schultz.
Gentlemen, I have orders to take you, the England, and that little one to Major Hochstetter. The car is waiting outside. And no monkey business.
Oh, goodbye. Okay.
Good luck.
Wait a minute. You say good luck to them just for one night's sleep?
Schultz, we're trying to make it a friendly war.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. I have ordered an absolutely marvelous dinner, and I know we'll all enjoy it.
One of the great party givers, Commandant.
Thank you, Colonel Hogan.
I disapprove of this sort of fraternization.
We do too, sir. Silence!
And I'm against this bargain with prisoners.
You didn't have to come here. They are well guarded.
I trust no one. You have your records. Is this party necessary, or is this a matter of honor?
Oh, honor, don't be silly. A few photographs of prisoners enjoying themselves, and then you can do whatever you want with them. Or would you prefer to discuss propaganda with Herr Goebbels?
No, no, it's an excellent idea.
Now we shall all have a wonderful time. Yes.
How about a few pictures, huh?
Pictures? Oh, that's a marvelous. Let me sit over here. Just a moment now. Just a moment. I'm not ready.
A few smiles,
huh? There we go.
How's that? Very nice.
Isn't this exciting?
Like a dozen 8x10s of those.
Gentlemen, Fräulein, to Stahlach 13.
To Stahlach 13!
Thank you.
Boy, that's a great fire.
Should have brought those marshmallows. Let's get the recordings. Get another one of those goodies ready.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Start the party.
Right. Roland, why don't you take a picture of our French chef preparing a flaming dish for the commandant?
For me?
Charming idea.
Marvelous, please, let's have another picture, sir.
Oh, you'll love this, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Schultz loves my cherished jubilee.
Don't forget the schnapps.
This will be a marvelous dish.
Lots of schnapps. Yes. Lots of schnapps.
Le Beau, aren't you pouring a little bit too much brandy?
Oh, no, no, it's an old recipe my grandfather taught me. And now for the big moment.
Oh! Ah, you beautiful
flame! Excuse me, Fräulein, may I, Miss Dow?
Fräulein? Oh, last time you were a Fräulein, it was a corporal. Hey, hey. I'll shut it out, mate, not you.
Oh. What is...
George, bring the guard down!
It's a diversion. They're trying to escape. Use your gun.
Use your gun.
No, someone could get hurt.
No, don't.
Fire! Get in there, help. Schnell!
Fire!
Herr Vandermeer's room. Vandermeer. Duncan.
Fire!
Vandermeer, don't talk. Listen. I have a letter from a friend of yours, Blue Fox. I'll leave it in your mailbox. What's the number? 28. Right. And good luck.
What are you doing on the telephone?
Yes, a riot and a fire at the Hauserhof Hotel. And hurry. Calling the police. Obvious, the Gestapo can't cope with this.
We'll see about that.
Hogan!
It's a great party, Commandant. In fact, I have an idea.
What?
Why don't we all get together and do this again next year?
Yeah.
I'm checking out. Vandermeer, room 28.
The fire spread to building 9? What? All of them? Anyone hurt? I understand. Yes, make a count of all the prisoners.
There's a letter in my mailbox. May I have it, please?
I will get there in a few minutes when I do. All guards on standby alert.
Good night. Oh, pardon.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
I believe you dropped this letter. Thank you so much. Good night, my pleasure.
Hogan, the fire at Starlock 13 is out. Apparently it started in the radio detection truck and spread to building 9. The truck and all the records are destroyed.
Oh, what a shame. Want us to do the interviews again?
Oh, what would you like in exchange? We're running out of hotels.
How about a nice sit-down dinner at Perktus Garden?
Forget it.